Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse dub siren shape framework for old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way inside the arrangement, where the real tune decisions happen. Now, this is not about making a random noisy lead and slapping it over a beat. The whole point here is to design a siren that acts like a signal, something that warns, calls out, builds tension, and helps steer the arrangement from intro to drop without crowding the drums or stepping on the sub. If you think of it as a system alert rather than a melody, you're already on the right path. So let's start with the core sound. Create a MIDI track and load up either analog or wavetable. If you want the fastest route to that old-school warehouse shape, analog is a great choice. If you want more control over movement, wavetable gives you a bit more surgery room. For analog, start simple. Oscillator 1 on a saw wave, oscillator 2 on a pulsar square, detune just a little. Keep the unison restrained, ideally just two voices if you use it at all. Then run that into a low-pass filter, 24 dB style, with just enough drive to give it attitude, but not so much that it turns into fuzzy mush before you've even shaped it. For wavetable, pick a basic saw or square table and keep the motion subtle. You can add a tiny bit of wavetable movement with an LFO, but again, don't overdo the width. This sound needs authority, not fake stereo hype. A good starting point is to keep the filter cut off somewhere in the 200Hz to 1.5 kHz range, depending on how bright you want the alarm to feel. Resonance somewhere around 15 to 35%. Fast attack, short release. You want it to punch and breathe, not wash out like a pad. And here's the key idea. The siren works because the harmonic shape is clear. Saw and square waves have that strong mid-range silhouette that can cut through dense break programming and heavy bass movement. That's why this works so well in dark rollers, jungle edits, halftime switch-ups, and text-up-minded sections. The sound doesn't need to be complex. It just needs to be unmistakable. Now group that instrument into an instrument rack, because we want proper macro control. Map your most important movement to four macros. Macro 1 is filter cutoff. Macro 2 is resonance or filter drive. Macro 3 is LFO rate or pitch modulation depth. Macro 4 is distortion amount or timbre. That macro setup gives you arrangement control right from the start. And if the synth filter feels a bit too static, drop in an auto filter after it. Use that to create a second layer of motion. Keep the envelope amount subtle, around 10 to 20%. Resonance moderate. Then automate the cutoff with long, graceful rises across 4, 8, or 16 bars. That's where the pressure starts to build. The advanced trick here is to automate two things in opposite directions. For example, as the cutoff rises into the last bar before the drop, slightly reduce the resonance. That keeps the siren from hitting the ceiling too early. It stops it from becoming a flat, harsh shriek and gives the listener a more controlled build. Now let's talk about pitch shape, because this is where the warehouse call really lives. Write a very short motif, 2 or 3 notes max. Keep the intervals simple and dark. Root plus minor second is a classic tension move. Root plus tritone gives you industrial menace. Root plus octave gives you a more classic rave alarm while still keeping the weight. You can use overlapping notes if your synth supports glide or portamento. That gives you the rising call shape, which is a huge part of the siren identity. Another strong option is a sustained note into a short upward bend, then a hard stop, or a two-note call with a gap of silence after it. That silence matters. Silence is part of the pressure. A lot of people overplay this stage. Don't. If it starts feeling like a melody line, strip it back. The point is signal, not song. Once the MIDI phrase is doing the right thing, print it to audio. This is where the sound starts to feel like it belongs to a warehouse system instead of a clean synth rack. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, or record the instrument track directly. Now process the audio. Try a chain like this. Saturator first, with a moderate drive and soft clip-on. Then drum bus if you want extra weight and edge, but keep the boom very subtle or off. Then EQ 8, high-passing somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so you protect the sub. Add a short, filtered echo if you want a gritty tail. Maybe a small or medium room reverb. Very low mix, just enough to give it air. If you want a harsher edge, you can stack a second saturator before drum bus, but watch your gain staging. We're after presence and authority, not harsh distortion for its own sake. And here's a great advanced workflow move. Duplicate the audio. Keep one track as your dry mid-range siren. Make another copy for heavily filtered delay tails. Make a third version if you want reversed swells or downlifters. Then blend those dynamically in the arrangement. That way, the siren can evolve without you having to rewrite the MIDI every time. Now let's place it in the arrangement, because this lesson is really about structure. Think in 16, 32, or 64 bar phrases. A strong siren does not belong everywhere. It needs space to feel important. A useful 64 bar sketch could look like this. The first 16 bars are a filtered intro with percussion and distant atmosphere. Bars 17 to 32 are where the siren becomes more obvious and starts talking to the break edits. Bars 33 to 48 are the drop, where the siren is used sparingly as punctuation. Bars 49 to 64 are the switch up, stripped section, or second drop variation. The important part is how it lands. Use the siren to answer the drums, not compete with them. Let it hit at the end of a phrase. Leave the first beat of a new section empty sometimes, then bring the siren in. That micro gap makes the return feel bigger. If you're riding a dark roller, a really strong move is to delay the main siren until after 16 bars of filtered breaks and sub-hints. When it finally arrives, it feels earned, and that's the mindset. The siren should feel like a structural marker, a call sign, a warning, a cue that the room can read. Now we need to integrate it with drums and bass properly, because this can go wrong fast if you just leave it sitting on top of everything. Keep the kick and snare transients clean. If needed, sidechain the siren subtly so it ducks out of the way when the main drums hit. In the bass arrangement, leave holes where the siren can answer. If the bass line has a strong high-mid layer, automate a slight dip during siren phrases. Keep the sub mono and untouchable. The siren should live mostly above 200 Hz. If the siren feels too forward, don't just turn it down immediately. Try carving out 2.5 to 4.5 kHz with EQ8. That's often where the pain lies, especially on bigger systems. Better to narrow the problem band than flatten the whole sound. This is a huge DNB principle. Transient clarity and low-end hierarchy matter. The drums and bass still have to feel like the main event. The siren supports the pressure, but it doesn't replace the groove. Now for the fun part. Automation as arrangement glue. In arrangement view, use automation to change not just cutoff, but width, drive, and send levels too. This can carry section changes on its own. You don't need a ton of extra effects if the siren is evolving properly. For transitions, try things like a one-bar pre-drop siren with filtered delay throws, or a reverse resampled swell into a snare fill, or a sudden mute on beat 1, then a siren slap on beat 3. Another great move is a final bar pitch rise into the drop reset. For darker DNB, keep it controlled. Short delay throws. Short rooms. Not too glossy. You want warehouse grime, not cinematic gloss. Then do your final mix checks. Put utility on the siren group and check the width. If you feel like you need to go much wider than 110 to 130%, that usually means the arrangement is too empty or the EQ balance is off. Check mono compatibility. Make sure the low mids still hold together. Keep the master headroom healthy while you're drafting. And one of the best finishing moves is to bounce the siren group to audio and compare it against the MIDI version. Very often, the printed audio feels more warehouse because the tiny non-linearities from saturator, drum bus, and resampling add density in exactly the right places. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the siren too bright too early. Let the cutoff rise gradually. Don't let it fight the snare crack or the bass presence. Don't overuse wide stereo processing. Don't fill every bar with the same phrase. And don't drown the drop in reverb. Save longer ambience for transitions and breakdowns. If you want a darker or heavier variation, here are a few advanced moves. Try two-state siren design, a clean version for intro tension and a destroyed version for the drop, then automate between them by section. Or build a call and response pair with a second, shorter siren on another track, offset by half a bar or a beat. You can also add a tiny bit of pitch wobble or wavitable movement for that unstable, electrical feel. If you want grime, duplicate the siren and run one copy through very subtle bit reduction or amp-style degradation, then blend it under the main sound. Another killer technique is rhythmic gating. Use auto pan and phase mode set to 0% to get tremolo-style chopping, sync to eighths or sixteenths. That can be brutal in halftime to DNB transitions or tension sections, before the drop. If you want to practice this properly, build a 16-bar phrase right now. Make the siren patch. Write a 2-bar motif with just 2 or 3 notes. Map your macros. Resample it. Process it with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and a short echo. Then arrange it across 4-bar chunks. Filtered intro, more obvious call, tension increase, and drop punctuation with one switch-up hit. Finally, check mono and trim any harshness above or around the upper mids if needed. That's the whole game. Build the siren from simple oscillator shapes. Shape it with filter motion. Resample it for grit. Arrange it like a structural cue. Keep the sub clean. Leave space. Let the groove define the drama. Do that, and your siren won't just sit in the tune. It'll feel like the warehouse system itself is calling the drop.